Here again, the epistle lesson for what the sermon text is based on this morning, from 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. I preach the gospel that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward, but not of my own will. I am still entrusted with the stewardship. What then is my reward? That in my preaching I may present the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I have become as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law I become as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. Those outside the law become as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. The weak I become weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air. But I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This week's epistle lesson continues from last week's epistle lesson, which was in 1 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, where Paul makes this statement in the second verse. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. It is the grace of Christ that makes you free. It is the grace of Christ that makes you free, yet that freedom is not to be used in an unloving way. In the grace of Christ, you have your rights, but do not use those rights in a way that would offend your brother or your sister for whom Christ died. Out of love for the one for whom Christ died, you may give up those rights. In the first 15 verses prior to today's reading from the 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, Paul goes on to give examples of how he has given up certain rights to serve the Corinthians. Paul has first given up the right to eat or drink whatever he wants. Paul has given up the right to have a wife. Paul and Barnabas have both given up their right to earn a salary as pastors. Now, Paul has not given up those rights to become more righteous before God. No, he has given up those rights so that there would be no hindrance in his preaching of the gospel. And Paul makes it very clear in 1 Corinthians 9:15 that he is not telling them that he's giving up his rights to guilt the Corinthians into giving him some sort of back pay. No, Paul says that he has given up those rights so that he could do what God has given him to do. Now, this text has been used sometimes to guilt people into becoming missionaries. It has been used to make people feel bad for not going out and being street evangelists. But those interpretations take this text out of its context. Paul does talk about preaching the gospel, but he's only using his own calling as an apostle, as an example, to point you to something even more important, to point you to your vocation, your calling. Paul is not telling the Corinthians to be me. He's not saying to them, go be pastors and don't accept any pay and don't get married and watch what you eat and drink and give up every freedom you have in Christ. No, Paul is saying, imitate me. Do not ever let your rights get in the way of the gospel. Never give up your rights, but be willing to lay aside your rights out of love. Paul says that he is only doing what God has given him to do. Now the point of this text is this. Do what God has given you to do. Do what God has given you to do. And don't let anything get in the way of doing what God has called you to do. The first three verses of our text are Paul simply talking about what God has called him to do. God has called Paul to preach the gospel. It is necessary that Paul preach the gospel. Woe to Paul if he does not preach the gospel. Paul repeatedly and unmistakably makes the point that his calling is to preach the gospel, and it has nothing to do with Paul. It is simply what God has given Paul to do. God has entrusted Paul with the stewardship, with the necessities to preach the gospel to those who need to hear it. Paul says that his vocation is to be an apostle. That calling was not given to him by any individual. The calling was given to him by God. We are not in the church to individually decide what we have been called to do, but to respect the body of Christ, the church of Christ, as they call individuals to serve with varying authority and responsibilities in proclaiming the gospel. And just as Paul was called by God into a certain vocation, you too are called into your vocations by God. Now, vocation is much more than a career. Vocation is the relationships that God gives you so you as a Christian can then be little Christ. You can be little Christ to the people that God puts into your life. And every believer has many vocations. A spouse, a parent, a child, an aunt, an uncle, a friend, an employee, the guy waiting in line next to you in the checkout. Every time someone enters your life, you have a God-given vocation to that person. In each of those offices, it is God who gives you the good works to do. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10 tells us, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Now you are not saved but because of your works. You are never saved by works. But you are created in Christ Jesus for good works. God himself prepared those works for you beforehand, so walk in them. God did not put you on Paul's path. Don't be Paul. Imitate Paul. Don't let anything get in the way of doing what God has given you to do. Be pummeled with the gospel, for the gospel is so beautiful. And as you continue to grow in the knowledge of what Christ has done for you, as you realize the extent to which Christ loved you, as you continue to under the extent to which Christ freely gave up his rights for you, you lovingly give of yourself to others. Paul says, "I have become all things to all people that I might save some," i.e., in order to fulfill God's calling on his life. Why? Paul says, "I do it all for the sake of the gospel." Paul does this to advance the gospel, but also because of what the gospel has done for him. Luther said, "The truth of the gospel is the principal article of all Christian doctrine. Most necessary is it that we know this article well, teach it to others, and beat it into their heads continually." Beat it into your own head too. For these good works and this loving attitude do not happen by being beaten over the head with the law. You could walk up to a fellow believer and you could grab him by the shirt and you could say to him, You have to love me. God demands that you do. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. And you are right. You are right. But that startled and ruffled individual would have to admit that you are right. But they probably won't love you any more than they did before. But if you show God's love to your brother or sister in Christ, the person for whom Christ died, that love is going to grow and mature. For love builds up. Husbands and wives, if your spouse doesn't show love for you, show it to them. For love builds up. Parents, if your children aren't showing their love for you in obedience, show it to them, for love builds up. Children, if your parents are hurting you, show your love to them by obeying them, for love builds up. Neighbor, if the guy across the street is really being a jerk, go shovel his sidewalk and show your love to him, for love builds up. Employee, if that girl in the cubicle next to you is annoying you with her endless chatter, listen with a kind ear and show your love to her, for love builds up. God is serious when he says you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. That is not a suggestion. It is a commandment. When you obey God's commands, God is pleased. But you and I, we are sinners, and we do not obey God's commands. So God, in his love for us, poured out his only begotten Son for us while we were yet sinners. Again, quoting Luther, the love of God does not find, but creates that which is pleasing to it. Jesus did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Jesus would still be looking if he came to call the righteous. Christ didn't find the righteous. Christ created the righteous. He created you, believer. He created you, believer, and you are righteous. God's grace equips you with everything good that you may do his will. God's grace works in you all which is pleasing in his sight. Through faith in Christ Jesus, everything is already done. Two more Luther quotes. The law says do this and it is never done. Grace says believe in this and everything is already done. And also, he is not righteous who does much, but he who without works believes much in Christ. In other words, let go. Let go. For God does not take pleasure in your strength. He does not take pleasure in your wisdom or in your standing or in your position. He takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. This is what Isaiah says from our Old Testament lesson today. The Lord gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Christ didn't come to find the righteous. Christ came to create the righteous. And for that we say thanks be to God and to him alone. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Now the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.